Hi, you've reached the office of Academicosaurus. If you're calling about a submission to the journal, I'm afraid that due to what seems to be a sudden renewed interest in illicit library book blackout poetry, we're running a bit behind schedule. In the meantime, leave your name and number and we'll get back to you. Thanks.
Ida Winters.
Where are you?
Well, you do seem to be calling my desk phone, Bea. I wonder where I could be.
So you didn't just check out 3 copies of Alice in Wonderland?
No.
And leave them outside my office door?
What? No, Bea.
Because I scanned them, and they're all checked out to you.
Wait.
So whatever your problem is, I don't appreciate it.
What the hell, Bea? I didn't leave any books outside of your office. And I definitely didn't check out any Alice copies. I have my own. It's right here. I'm looking at it.
Has it been tampered with?
How do you tamper with a book?
Has it been moved?
No.
Does it look weird?
How does a book look-
Any change in the dust on the rest of the shelf, maybe?
I don't have dust on my shelves.
Is it singed?
All right, enough. Here, I'm gonna go to the bookcase, and I am picking up the book, and holy crap!
What?
Absolutely nothing! The book is fine.
Ugh, I hate you.
I know, you never come see me.
That whale skeleton unnerves me. You seriously didn't check out these books, though?
No. So, they're legitimately checked out under my account?
Yeah, where's your ID?
On its lanyard, around my neck. I'd probably notice if someone took it from me.
Well, what the hell? Maybe Anne did it?
Well, I don't think Anne's one for practical jokes, but you can try.
Hold on, I'm gonna call her in.
And I.
Did you check out 3 copies of Alice in Wonderland in Ida's name and then leave them stacked outside my office door?
It's 1 p.m., B. It's way too early to be drinking alone in your office.
No, seriously, Anne.
You're here too? Oh, crap, there goes my afternoon. Okay, what was the question again?
Did you rent out 3 copies of Alice in Wonderland?
Oh, God, is this catch-up bullshit again?
What else?
They're in a neat little stack, just sitting in front of my door.
Who are they checked out to?
Me!
Why do you need 3 copies of Alice? You've got one of your own.
Anne, pick up your brain and insert it back inside your head.
Hey!
They're all checked out to Ida, but she didn't borrow them and she still has her ID.
You're a dick. Also, is that even possible?
Apparently.
So, someone must have manually entered her ID number into one of the checkout terminals.
Oh, there's more.
More books?
No, more of the weird.
What?
The library doesn't own 3 copies of Alice in Wonderland.
What?
How many does the library own?
Just the one, along with an illustrated version for kids that isn't in this stack.
So where did the other two come from?
Well, now they're suddenly from here. I looked up Alice in Wonderland in our database, and now we magically have 3 entries as of this morning, all checked out to Ida.
What is happening? Did I fall asleep? Am I dreaming? Is my whale skeleton triggering mass hallucinations?
If it is, I really need that whale to cut the shit.
Did you open any of the books? Like, is there anything inside of them?
I don't know. They're still sitting outside my office.
You didn't move them.
What if they're coated in anthrax?
Oh my god. Alright, hold on. I'm coming.
Well, finally! That's why we called you!
She hung up already.
She heard me. But none of this makes sense anyway.
Usually I'm the captain obvious in these situations.
Congratulations, you still are, since I'm talking about the stuff that the nut job...
You mean Katya?
The nut job is going on about with Lewis Carroll being Jack the Ripper. It's all based on some guy named Richard Wallace making anagrams out of Nursery Alice, not the actual Alice in Wonderland.
Really?
Yeah, so it doesn't really make sense to leave me a creepy pile of the wrong book.
I thought you were arguing about sense in all of this.
Anything?
What's happening?
She's flipping through the pages.
Nothing. Oh, shit.
What?
Look at this.
Holy shit.
What? What's going on?
The third book is all blacked out. Like, someone went through with a permanent marker and blacked out all the words.
Not all of them. Look at this.
Where? Oh.
Look at what? Come on, guys.
They're not all blacked out. Only some parts of some words are. See? Like, this is weird. Here's deer, and then b-o-ba.
And there's an SS down here. What is she?
And that spells Dear Boss.
Holy shit, did she legitimately go through and black out a Dear Boss letter?
Wait, what? What's a Dear Boss letter?
Supposedly a letter sent by Jack the Ripper to the police, though they're pretty sure a newspaper reporter did it to try and stir up publicity and sales.
Here, read it to me and I'll write it down.
I am not touching this monstrosity.
B.
If Anne's not bleeding from the eyes yet, I'd say it's fine.
Okay. Start writing, Di. Okay, so we've got Dear Boss, obviously. Then, you do not seem to like my writing.
Understatement.
That is too bad. I thought my words would be enough, but I can do more. Just wait for my next work of art. It will be beautiful. You guys are gonna love this. Yours truly, Katya of Carcosa.
Carcosa?
Isn't that from True Detective?
It's from Ambrose Bierce, but yes, also True Detective.
Great, so we either have a pop culture nut...
or a regular nut.
There's a P.S.
Are you kidding me?
P.S. They say I'm a scholar now. Ha ha. The ha ha's actually written out. If they only knew.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? I mean, seriously, what?
All right. I'm officially convinced this person is deranged. Who do we even call about this?
Well, I think Emily and I need another talk.
Should we go now? I can meet you at her office.
I'll go too. I'm also voting for stopping by the security office on the way.
All right, reconvene at Emily's office. She had better be here.
Okay, see you in a bit.
What a waste of a lunch hour.
Baby, we had lunch 2 hours ago.
But I want a burrito.
Oh, God.
Not before you wash your hands from the anthrax.
Oh, God damn it.
We're hanging up. Bye.
Wait for me!
Academicosaurus is a Birdstuff production in association with the Creeptopolis Creeps. Our performers are Marina Matlock as Ida Winters, Amanda Funk Hilton as Bea West, and Mary O'Reilly as Anne Dye. That's me. I also wrote and edited this episode, so don't tell me about any mistakes. The theme music for Academicosaurus is Shake It by Jazar. It's what you're listening to right now. You can find more of his amazing work at betterwithmusic.com. Go check it out. He's amazing. Thank you for listening to Academicosaurus. If you enjoyed our show, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever that's supposed to happen, preferably iTunes, or leave us a comment on YouTube. In return, we definitely won't deface any of your books, except that one. the one at the end of the bookcase. Just don't look in that one. It's fine. It's all fine.